Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open if you want to join us. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Coming up, the World Economic Forum has 8 predictions that they made. Apparently back in 2016, Conan, you've dug that list up, and we're just going to take a look at it and see how those predictions are coming along, because we know the World Economic Forum is one of those groups of power mongers.
Powerful elite that think they know better than the rest of us.
Yeah, and of course they had the vision, the sort of famous line that you also brought up again here to talk about tonight, Conan, the idea that you'll own nothing by the year 2030 and you'll be happy.
That's what they tell us.
If they have their way.
And it seems to me that when it comes to the millennials and the zoomers, some of them, they love to tout how happy they are living in their little apartments, and they rent everything, and you know they are living. You know, they usually these are urbanites that live in.
I mean, with a lot of these people, that's just sort of like a coping mechanism, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're lying to themselves.
Yeah,
this is the whole tiny house movement argument that I hate. I cannot stand tiny houses. You know how I feel about it.
Well, before we get into the depressing World Economic Forum stuff, or maybe it won't be depressing. I don't know. We'll see how they're predicting.
Like I said, some people are lying to themselves, and they're convincing themselves that living in a little pod and eating bugs is good.
We do have a little bit of good news that I want to share with you here. There's been some very interesting polling numbers that we've been sharing over the last couple of nights, and one of them recently was that the trust in the Supreme Court, this was a few nights ago that we shared this one, right after you guys finished up at ForkFest, I think was the night we came back, trust in the Supreme Court has dropped to, I believe, an all-time low since Gallup has been asking the question, and it is down to about 25% of Americans have either a great deal or quite a lot of trust in the Supreme Court as an institution. But I found myself asking while we were discussing that, well, what about Congress? What about the rest of them? You know, how bad are they doing? Because we've certainly seen Congress go down to the single digits in the past. Where are they at now?
You mean as far as, like, congressional approval rating? Isn't
correct.
Isn't that
it's
always,
like 10%.
Yeah, isn't that always in, like, 10 to 20%?
Yeah, and it's lower than 10 now. So that's the other good news that I wanted to bring you tonight.
And yet, 99% of these people, I don't remember the exact statistic, but almost all of them will be reelected.
Yep. That is probably also a true statement. But that said, the Gallup survey looking at what they call confidence in major U.S. institutions has come out, and basically every single category has dropped multiple percentage points in just the last year alone. So looking at Congress, it is at the bottom of the barrel of all the different things they ask people about. And they've got like over a dozen different categories here. Congress is at the bottom. Last year it was a 12% approval rating, or confidence rating. This is how much confidence they have. So just to be clear, it's 12% of Americans have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence. So it's two different categories together. Only adds up to 7% now here in 2022. So dropping from 12% to 7%.
Imagine this lower is like than cockroaches.
Imagine this is like a restaurant, right? And you have like a 7% confidence that they're going to get your meal correct, right?
You're out of business.
You would have been out of business many, many years ago.
None of us would go to that restaurant, and yet Congress continues unimpeded with their 7% trust rating.
So there's other things they asked about in this survey. It's not just government. They asked about sort of generic categories like television news, down from 16% to 11%. 11%
that's good.
Of Americans have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence.
See, those numbers are still
news.
Too high, though.
Still, that's better than I would expect.
1 in 10 Americans still trust the news? What? How? Well, have they not been paying any attention whatsoever through COVID-19 and the regurgitation of state lies?
We still have a lot of old people.
Okay,
yeah. And I'm sure they've got a demographic breakdown here. I have not gotten to that part of the survey. Just looking at the overall, just the drop between last year and this year. You've got, by the way, the average, according to Gallup, this is a Gallup survey, the average in U.S. institutions, all of them together, is at a new low. So all of these things that I'm about to go through this list, I'll tell you all of them here because it's all pretty interesting. Big business. I'm going from the bottom to the top, okay? So Congress is at the bottom. TV news just above Congress at 11%, 7% for Congress. Big business holding on with 14% of people in the United States, but down from 18 last year.
What do they mean by big business?
Mega like, corporations,
okay.
Right?
Like Walmart
and
those okay.
Guys. The criminal justice system.
See, that should be at the lowest. Like at the.
You still have too many Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah,
not that many though. With now the Blue Lives are going to come later. Okay, they're still toward the top. That's a whole.
So they have trust in the criminal justice. They have trust in the police, but not the criminal justice system.
That's right.
Okay, so they're just clueless.
That makes sense.
Not very not very good continuity here as far as people's line of thought, but. I'll take what I can get, okay? And so going down, by the way, 6 percentage points in just the last year, the criminal justice system at 20% in 2021 and now 14% in 2022. Again, people with either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in that. Newspapers, which are dying anyway, down from 21% to 16%, so a 5 percentage point drop.
I can count the people who get newspapers on my route on one hand.
Wow, your mail route.
On my mail route. I mean, it's just, it's dead. More people get People magazine than they get newspapers.
Amazing. The presidency, just above newspapers at 23%, down from 38%. So of all of the changes, of all the drops that these different categories have seen, the presidency saw the largest drop, down 15 percentage points from 38 to 23%.
Is this year over year, or are they looking...
This is just last year to this year. That's it.
See, I would have expected it to drop down as soon as Biden took office, because Trump, despite all of his failings, he was not a babbling incoherent lunatic, but he was not...
But he was a funny, babbling, incoherent lunatic.
Yeah, he wasn't senile. That's what I'm looking for.
The U.S. Supreme Court, just above the presidency, as we mentioned, down to 25%, which is, I believe, a record low for the Supreme Court. Large technology companies, so Facebook and Microsoft and mega big tech corporations like that, at a 26% say they either have a great deal or quite a lot.
And yet everyone uses them still.
Yeah,
and this is kind of like government. I mean, they look at these lows. Look at this. Like you said, Arya, I mean, if any restaurant behaved this way, they would have gone out of business. But these people, they hold in there. I can understand Facebook. I mean, everyone's going to say they hate Facebook,
and they're still
on it, looking at cat memes.
I mean, Microsoft, though. I mean, Windows dominates the PC sphere, and it's not going away anytime soon. As much as I hate Windows, you know, there are things that I need to do that require me to use Windows. So it's like,
well, you can use their product without having trust in them, right?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Banks. Next up on the list, I don't know if I mentioned, large technology companies are at 26%, down from 29%. Again, this is the amount of Americans who have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in these institutions. Banks with 27%, down from 33%. Organized labor stayed steady at 28%. That's the only one that didn't drop down.
Organized labor?
Yeah, so labor unions.
I'm still trying to figure out how anyone in the United States that was born after 1980 has any faith whatsoever in banks.
It's one out of four, basically.
That just screwed us over our entire lives for the last 40-something years.
I guess.
Yeah, but your local credit union where your money, where you got your checking account, I've never been screwed over by them. I have pretty good faith in my, even though they went big tech a couple of years ago, they merged with a bigger entity, which I didn't care much for. I've never been screwed over by my credit union.
I don't know if I would consider a credit union to be a bank. I mean, they serve the same purpose, but they have different rules and
different methods
of operating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a good question, and it's not clear if they also...
I think people are just, they're answering the phone, they're going down the list real quick, mm-hmm. Are you happy with these people or not? And everyone's just mad right now. I mean, these numbers might be bad, not because they actually even know what the answer means, they just hear Zuckerberg's a bad dude, I hate Facebook, they're on Facebook, I hate Facebook. I mean, everyone's mean right now, everyone's in an angry situation.
Well, We're going to go to the top of the list here. Banks are a little more than halfway up the list. So organized labor will tell you what comes next here as we get closer to what category is at the top. You want to guess? You guys want to take a guess?
Cats. Everyone loves their cats.
No, these are institutions, Conan.
Cats are
What's
an institution.
The top institution?
I'll give it some thought.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can join us as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You joined the show here talking about Americans and their confidence in major U.S. institutions. We're not just talking about governments here, also corporations, banks, We're going to get to some of the other ones like the military and the police. Unfortunately, they're at the top of the list.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, not a lot of consistency here in Americans' beliefs. So, like, for instance, the criminal justice system, Americans say 14% of them say they have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in that particular institution, down from 20%. So I'd like to see those numbers going down.
I would like to see the inverse as well. Like, how many of them have absolutely no faith in these institutions, or are convinced that these institutions are hopelessly corrupt or hopelessly evil?
Apparently, they were not given the option of no faith. According to the study, the options were either a great deal, quite a lot, some, or very little. However, I don't have that data in front of me right now, but that is an interesting question. We'll get into your calls as well. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to social.freetalklive.com for our social media site. If you're sick and tired of big tech corporations like most of America at this point, only 26% saying that large technology companies have their confidence. If you're sick of it and you want to use an alternative, we've got our own social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling us, listening in Fort Smith to KFPW. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it when you said that there's people that say they hate Facebook, but yet they're still on it.
Yep.
And with Congress's low rating, you know, there's an old saying, everyone hates Congress but loves their congressperson.
God.
Yeah, this is true.
And so
why do people love
them? Elect them,
by the way, even if they can even name their congressperson. Most people don't know they're city council members of their own little town they live in, let alone their congressperson.
Well, I can't name any of those things.
Go ahead, David.
When they go to vote, and then what they see on the top of the ballot is incumbent. So it's the person already in office. Oh, well, if they're in there, I guess they're doing a good job.
Yeah, that and whether there's a D or an R next to their name.
Does it list incumbents on ballots?
There may be some states that do. I don't know. That's a good question.
Ours does in Arkansas.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, but I called. I mean, you know, my two senators are Tom Cotton, and then Bozeman. And, you know, I called Bozeman's office not too long ago because I kept getting these flyers in the mail before the election that had him in all the camo gear and everything, you know, duck hunting. And
how did that go?
I called his office. Huh?
How did that go?
It went pretty, you know, they kind of have the scripted answers. I didn't get to speak to John Bozeman himself.
Of course not.
I spoke to one of the staffers. And of course, I told him and said, hey, here's the deal, you know. I get it. You're a congressman. You're a senator for the state of Arkansas. And everybody in Arkansas likes to hunt. You got a bunch of rednecks down here. But, you know, some of us do know that the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It's got everything to do with being able to resist a tyrannical government. And it says that government is not supposed to infringe on our rights, and we should have a well-powered militia. And anyway. So
basically, you called the congressperson, a staff member answered the phone, you told them your thoughts on, you know, the right to bear arms, and they said, thanks for your comments, and then hung up the phone, right? That's pretty much how it went?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it was funny because I told him, I said, you know, I said, here's the thing about Bozeman this year in this election. I said, how come Tom Cotton is campaigning for Bozeman? How come Sanders, that the governor is campaigning for Bozeman? How come it is that all these other people are campaigning for Bozeman? I want to hear from Bozeman.
And is Bozeman a Republican or a Democrat? I don't know anything about these guys.
He's a Republican. They're both Republicans.
Well, I mean, wouldn't the Republicans campaign for each other? I mean, that seems pretty standard, right?
I mean, look at all the people Trump is touting about.
Well, you don't normally see that, you know. It's a state election for a national representation, right? With the House of Representatives and Senate, I've never seen it like that before. Bozeman is the senior representative, the senior senator. He's been in the Senate longer than Cotton has.
But you're saying it's unusual? You feel like it's unusual for all these other Republicans to be campaigning for the guy that's been in the longest? Is that what you're saying?
Well, and not necessarily the longest, but what I'm saying is I want to hear Bozeman tell me why I need to vote for Bozeman instead of Tom Cotton.
Well, you know he's just going to lie to you, too. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to make any difference.
But Tom Cotton, I believe, is seen more favorable than Bozeman.
I see. So you think they're putting him out as the front man.
I mean, Tom Cotton is definitely a name that I've heard of, and I've never heard of Bozeman, right? Tom Cotton has made a name for himself. I would suggest that, you know, he's not a good senator by any means.
There's no good senators. I mean, maybe Rand Paul. Maybe.
Well,
on some days.
Well, Rand Paul, he'll throw it right at Fauci and all these other guys. I love watching Rand Paul get in.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate your reaching out here tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. He had called and he's, I don't need to go on the air. I'm like, yeah, we'd like you to go on the air. Please. That's kind of what we do here. Let's go to Stephen in Georgia, also calling from the South. What's going on down there, Stephen?
Not a whole lot. Yesterday, people were like, oh, we all hate the government. And now they're just like, we love Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Gosh.
So it's not the same as it always is, right?
So it's the same thing you're pointing out, is that they hate Congress, but they love their congressperson, right?
Well, so...
well, I don't. I hate my congresspeople.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is kind of like, she's Trumping in a skirt, right? And a whole lot more annoying with no business experience. She lives in my district, rather. And she's a pretty hateful individual. And I don't know. I hate her. But here's my prediction for the top of your list. Or here's what I think should be the top of your list, rather.
Mm-hmm.
The Secretary of State /CIA/DIA.
Just to clarify, you're referring to the list we started the show out with, which is a Gallup survey of Americans' confidence in major U.S. institutions. They don't really get, I would say, as far as specificity, we don't get anything more than just the police. So the CIA isn't really
intelligence agencies should definitely be on that list because. I mean, I think that would be curious.
Yeah, it would be an interesting result.
Especially considering all the TV programming that's on right now.
Oh, yeah,
we've got the secret agent. Who's this? What's this? Jack Reacher. That's the one.
Jack Reacher.
They've redone him, and it's a new it's Netflix.
Okay.
I think it is.
Jack Ryan? CIA? Wasn't he like...
This is another character.
Oh, okay, different Jack.
Yeah.
They're all named Jack.
But, yeah, people love those shows.
Sure they do. And they're straight propaganda.
Yes.
Like, literally edited by the CIA and the FBI.
No, literally, yeah. Yes. Project Mockingbird is still good to go.
Ongoing. Stephen, I don't know if you got to the point you were trying to make, so stand by. We'll bring you back for that. We still have about six more categories, I think, here that we haven't touched on as far as what do Americans believe. Are they confident in these major U.S. institutions? Overall, not so much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is suing Arizona, alleging the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. Police in Highland Park, Illinois, say they had two prior contacts with alleged parade shooting suspect Robert Cremo III. The first was in April 2019 after an individual contacted them 1 week after learning Cremo attempted to commit suicide.
The matter was being handled by mental health professionals at that time. There was no law enforcement action to be taken.
Lake County Deputy Chief Chris Covelli saying the second occurrence was in September of 2019 when one of Cremo's relatives contacted police and let them know that Cremo mentioned he would kill everyone. Police went to his home and removed 16 knives, including a dagger. USA Radio News. Officials across the state of Texas are continuing to sound the alarm on the illegal immigrant border crossings continuing to take place, declaring a growing number of illegal immigrants in Texas as a, quote, invasion. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez joins Fox News and calls on Democrats to get more involved.
I didn't run for public office to blame others. We can all blame the administration all day long. This is about solving problems. And part of the problem is the administration, but part of the problem is Congress. Where are the House Democrats on this situation?
The closed-door investigation into the Uvalde school massacre is frustrating residents of the Texas small town. A group of Democratic congressmen are calling on the state attorney general to step in and order the release of government records. The head of the state troopers has said he's open to releasing body camera footage, but that requires permission from the district attorney. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Before we get into the World Economic Forum and their likely depressing predictions that Conan is going to share with us coming up, we got the good news that we've been talking about here with Americans not being very confident at all in major U.S. institutions.
Burn it down, people. It's time.
I don't think they're quite to that point yet, but certainly they are frustrated with Congress weighing in with just 7% of Americans saying they have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in that institution, and big business at 14%, newspapers at 16%, presidency at 23%, Supreme Court 25%. All these numbers are down, by the way, from just 2021. So in just a year's time, many of these organizations or these institutions have lost several percentage points. Some, like the presidency and the Supreme Court, have lost double digits of percentage points in just the last year. And we're working our way towards the top of the list. And I asked you guys earlier, what do you think the top of the list? What is the institution, quote unquote?
Teachers.
That one's coming up, kind of.
Public education schools. In general?
Yeah, public schools is coming up.
These people, I'm assuming, attended public education, so they don't necessarily see the problems with it.
That's a good point.
But I will also predict that their numbers are down this year as well.
Everything's down, except for organized labor. Yeah, that's flat at a zero. Their belief in organized labor is flat at 28%, totaling, saying that they have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in that. But we'll finish up the list here in just a moment. Stephen is on the line in Georgia, and you had some thoughts you wanted to share. Go ahead, Stephen.
So as we gear up to get into World War III here, question for you guys. Can you think of any time that we've gone to war with a country like we've attacked them or they've attacked us, where 20 years or 40 years beforehand, we didn't give them weapons and training.
Well, I'm not real, I don't know what was going on 20 years in Vietnam or previously. That would be, but someone was giving them arms.
Wasn't the French involved?
I think the French, yeah. Which was probably using our money.
I mean, I think I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
We trained, you have to remember, in World War II, we trained the Vietnam and the Vietnamese and the Koreans as a backup plan to fight the Japanese alongside us.
Well, I didn't train them.
Yeah, none of us were alive at the time.
But, I mean, that's how the war machine works. I mean, it's supposed to be continual. It's supposed to be never-ending. We're always at war with Eurasia. And there's always a country to be training, to be sending armaments to, and our specialists going over there and training them how to use it. And then, if we play the cards right, we'll be fighting them in 20 years, and no one will remember that we trained them. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, it's definitely Ukraine right now, right? That's who the U.S. is arming, and that's who they're training. Give it 20 more years, and the United States will be fighting Ukraine.
Let's hope the United States doesn't exist in 20 more years. But yes,
I hope not.
If the pattern holds, then
Remember 6 months ago, Ukraine was a bad place?
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone was, even their supporters in the media, were coming out talking about how corrupt Ukraine was. I don't even remember anymore. And all of a sudden, now they're the good guys.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the point you tried to make there, and definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. So back to the story here from Gallup. This is their poll that they've been doing, by the way, since 1979. And so when you look at the numbers they've been giving us here so far, have just been 1 year to the next. So we've been looking at the drop that they've seen from 2021 to 2022.
I want to see those 79 numbers. I want to see the drop from 79.
Yeah,
that'd be really neat.
They're not giving those for all the categories, but the drop overall, I do have that.
Mm-hmm.
1979, it was 48%. Of Americans have confidence. This is the average confidence. This is adults in the U.S. who have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence across the institutions. So the average of all of those institutions in 1979, it was 48%. That has dropped not every year, but overall in the last 50 years or 40-something years is dropped down to 27% now. So it's dropped over 20 percentage points from where it was.
Interesting.
A few decades ago.
So even 50 years ago, 40-something years ago, people were not confident in U.S.
All institutions, average together, correct.
Less than half.
And now it's worse than ever with, so far when we've been going through this list, and we've gone through more than half of them, most of them have less than a quarter, I would say, or close to less than a quarter of people are confident. You got the U.S. Supreme Court in at 25%, the presidency at 23%, newspaper 16%, criminal justice system at 14%, and big business at 14%, television news 11%, and Congress at 7%. So continuing going up the list here, we've got the public schools at 28% with either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence, down from 32%, so 4 percentage point drop there. And again, they don't break out teachers per se, so let's just presume that's all wrapped in there. Just above the public schools, the church or organized religion.
Interesting.
At 31%, down from 37% of Americans. So that's a pretty big drop. And again, just 1 year's time.
Is science and technology in there anywhere?
It's not. But the medical system is here, and that's what's next on the list, at 38%, down from 44%. So the belief in the medical system has suffered in just the last year, presumably the COVID response and all the insanity about that factored in. And then we get to the top three. So we're now the remaining three categories of U.S. institutions.
See, I would have guessed military as being the top, but we sort of given it away at this point. I mean, I don't know if they are the top, but I wouldn't have even considered them.
But they're close.
until someone else brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, even the left like military for whatever for whatever reason.
Well, because they're protecting the heroes in Ukraine.
The military, of course, has a ton of propaganda. We were just talking about the police shows, the police television shows.
By the way,
about
it was
all the war movies.
The two Jacks. It's Jack Reacher, who is a...
what show is this?
He's a military. He's an ex-military intelligence. And then Jack Ryan is the CIA analyst. And they're both... Well, the CIA... The Jack Ryan one is gross. Mm-hmm. I can kind of watch the Reacher ones because it's like an ex-dude. And he's just kind of... He's doing his... He's just investigating crime and stuff.
Okay.
It's more interesting, more believable.
What show is this?
Jack Ryan, Jack Reacher.
That's the name of the show?
That's not the name of it, right?
Yeah, it is, I think.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So anyway, the police are next up on the list here with 45%.
Good Lord, it jumps up a lot.
Yeah, so medical system 38%, police at 45%. Now, they're down from 51% in 2021, so down 6 points in just the last year with either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence.
So it's roughly the same number as cops who beat their wives. That's how many people currently support the police. Well, seems about right.
Those are only the cops that we know beat their wives.
Fair point, yeah.
So then you got the military with a solid 64% of Americans believing in the military. Down, though, five points. It was 69% in 2021, so 64%. But again, the military's got even better propaganda than the police do, because, you know, military movies, you generally don't get corrupt military leader storylines. It's usually just the heroes going to save the good guys from the bad guys, right? Like, that's pretty much what you get with the U.S.
military. I don't know that there are any corrupt military...
it's pretty rare.
It's rare. I mean, but corrupt cop shows?
All over the place.
Yeah.
And, of course, people have interactions with the police. You know, that taints how people feel about about the police, because, you know, if you've actually had a bad interaction with a cop, you're going to feel differently about the...
Can I tell you something?
Of course.
I was in the military.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know who we all hated universally?
The military police.
All A-hats. I mean, every single one of them A-hats. I mean, even the military, we knew it was up.
Yeah. So there's just too much propaganda.
Suck.
The military aren't occupying the streets of the United States. The police do that. So the police...
For now.
Yeah, right. So we still haven't gotten to the number one category. What is it that Americans trust greater than the military?
You said cats aren't on this list.
No. There's more coming up. I don't think you're going to guess this one.
NASA?
It's not government. More coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Americans are sick and tired, apparently, of quite a few of the U.S. institutions, the bulk of them below 40%. We're on a list of, I don't know, 15 of them maybe, from Gallup, who's been doing a survey about these institutions for something like 40 years. Overall confidence, that is to say Americans who say they have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in these institutions, has dropped over 20 percentage points since the survey began in 1979, when it was 48% of Americans with either of the top two categories of confidence, down now to 27%.
And I know it's going to be obvious when you say it, but I cannot think of what the most trusted institution is.
It's really a trick question.
Like, what about charitable organizations like the Salvation Army or something?
You're getting a little closer. It's kind of a trick question. The number one most trusted, most confident, as far as Americans' confidence, quote-unquote institution, is small business.
Oh, okay. But yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah, so they had asked about big business earlier, and big business, again, was one of the bottom three at 14%. Of Americans having either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence. By contrast, small business, 68% of Americans have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in their neighbors.
Which happen to be drying up left and right as we speak, retiring and no one's taken over. Or they're turning in the franchise, wings of a franchise, or, you know.
Have you seen that happening specifically? Because I know the Japanese steakhouse is closing.
That's because they were still in their employees' tips, though.
Oh, is that why? I didn't know anything about why.
We lost our Keen buffet like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. They'd been stealing people's hours, recording them incorrectly, and stealing their tips for years now. They've been repeatedly sued by the Department of Labor. Not that I'm a fan of the Department of Labor, but like, go to a steakhouse here in Keene. They were up to some really shady stuff. They're closed.
You just never hear about. We're not losing our Walmart or our Home Depot or Target.
Has Walmart ever gone out of business?
Sure.
They must have somewhere.
There have been populations where there have been population decline, and look at the malls.
Okay. And, yeah, I guess population decline, like, If there's no one to shop there, the Walmart is going to go out of business.
We've certainly seen big boxes go under, right? Like JCPenney, for instance.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster's completely
but
gone.
But that's a whole different argument.
Sears barely exists. Kmart's down to 3 stores at this point. Of course, those have been outcompeted by other mega corporations. Though small business is down from their 70% of Americans saying in 2021 that they have either a great deal or quite a lot. So down 2 points. So again,
how do you not trust your local mom and pop, though, right?
I mean, you just explained it. They got this steakhouse that's stealing their employees' wages.
2 points is barely statistically significant. I mean, that's not really even worth talking about as far as a reduction is concerned. It's also the second lowest reduction on this list. So, again, organized labor was flat at a 0 point reduction.
But you're right, Ari. It's the same reason people like the military. It's they've been trained. They've been told by everyone that if you're going to support anybody in the community, buy local.
Well, I mean,
by the way, I hate that stupid myth. You know, don't buy local. Buy the best price. Buy the best product.
Buy the best service as well.
Exactly.
Sometimes you want to pay more to get good service, and in a lot of cases, that's what you're going to get from a local business. You would like to pay more if it's the same product, but you will probably have somebody who's an expert in whatever it is that you're talking
about.
Well,
I am more interested in buying the best price. And the best product. I don't really care if I'm buying from China. I kind of do. I mean, and just saying that, I just realized it's so much crap I've bought from China that just breaks in the first 6 months.
In general, I want the best product, right? And I'm willing to pay more for that if I think it's worth it. And, you know, as Ian mentioned, it's the locally owned places. They're the ones with the expert. Like when I had to buy a bike. Or a bicycle. I didn't go to Walmart to buy one, right? I went to, there's multiple bicycle shops here in Keene. I went to the one that,
I think we have a third one now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, these places are all over.
It's the culture. I mean, we live in
a very
bikeable town, exactly.
But I made the mistake to go to Walmart when I bought my bike 15 years ago or whatever, and it wasn't even put together correctly. I had to return it. And then I tried again, and they failed on the second one as well. And then I was like, you know what? Why don't I just go to? Why am I not at a local shop? And so I did go to a local shop and got great service, and kept coming back for more than a decade till they finally went out of business.
That's unfortunate.
But I think it was just dude retired or whatever. And closed the stores. I don't think it was because they were unsuccessful, because they seemed to be quite successful. But anyway, so small business, they're at the top of the list, and there you have it. Overall reductions, people are not trusting these institutions. Will this translate into anything?
No.
It's really interesting to look at it and to cheer it on and to say, yeah, go Americans. People are at least aware that there's some serious problems out there, but do they know what to do about it?
No, they don't.
What can we do? What can people do about it?
Well, in my opinion, you can reject the institutions as much as possible, right? Like, so some of them you can refuse to do business with. It's getting easier to stop doing business with banks. For instance, you can look into alternatives like cryptocurrency or gold and silver, like the gold back. Obviously, things like the criminal justice system, if they want to mess with you, they're gonna do that.
Unfortunately.
You can certainly avoid bigger businesses. You don't have to watch television news.
You can get your kids out of school.
You can. That's one of the best things you can do. Absolutely. And you recently planted a garden, Aria, and you're reaping the benefits from that. So that's less trust in the big mega corporations as far as providing you food. So there are some things you can do individually, but obviously the state is the biggest problem on this list because when it comes to businesses, you get to choose. You don't have to go to Walmart if you don't want to. You don't have to go to a local business if you don't want to. That's the freedom of that choice. But when it comes to the state, they force their services, so-called, down our throats, and they will use violence to force us into their systems.
Which is, with the exception of the military, why it's probably the lowest on the list. Because people realize they don't know how to get out of it.
Nope.
They realize they're stuck. They realize they're slaves. They're prisoners to the system, and they hate it. They hate the system, but they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, they think they can vote their way out, I think. I think a lot of people still believe in the system enough to think that they can
definitely
make changes by just voting for the other party.
Their tribe.
But then again, 7% say that they've got the trust in Congress. So it's like, on one hand, they realize the problem. On the other hand, they don't know what the solution is. And they're not seeing libertarianism as the solution. At least we can extrapolate from what people did under the COVID regimes and mandates. They seem to be, you know, doing what they are told, even though they don't trust these people. 7% of Americans saying they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in Congress. They don't trust these people, but yet they do what they're told. And so until people are willing to stop obeying and stop doing what these thugs and these liars and these criminals are telling them to do, whether it be to obey them or to pay them or whatever hoop jumping we're talking about, they're never going to stop. Because why would the criminal enterprise stop doing what they're doing if they're getting near to complete compliance from
it's
the people they dominate?
Them. I mean, they're not just going to stop the gravy train of their own accord.
Right.
The people out there, they have to stop complying.
They're going to milk this gravy train as hard as they can,
yes.
And that's what they're doing financially with the money printing, of course, is once they start throwing that into high gear, then there's no coming back from that, and it's just massive theft from the people that are holding dollars. The more they print, the trillions more that they put into circulation, the more they devalue the existing whatever slight amount of savings the people of the United States already have. So people better wake up. And they better start paying attention and thinking real hard about what they're going to do about this. And, of course, you know, the best solution that I think has presented itself and is getting some coverage as far as people are talking about it is the idea of a national divorce. And that is to say that people who have differing belief systems, whether we're talking about abortion or gun rights or whatever, ought to migrate. Instead of just complaining and protesting and making a bunch of noise and, you know, being annoying, you can just go somewhere better. You can
and then
just
protest there.
And fine. because there are obviously always going to be things to fight about wherever it is that you go. But if you go somewhere that is more friendly to your viewpoints, you will be likely happier in that place.
Absolutely.
And isn't that what most people want? Don't people want to maximize their pleasure? Like beasts, don't they want to maximize their pleasure and reduce their pain? Then it would seem to be an obvious solution that if you can do that by simply moving your feet, getting in a car, getting on a bus, hitchhiking if you have to, whatever, get to somewhere that's just more like you.
It seems, though, that, you know, even more than they want to maximize their pleasure, they want to weaponize the state and wield it to inflict suffering on others.
Yeah, and that is ultimately why this whole thing is going to fail, because people, they can't let go of their desire to oppress. They can't let go of just allowing people to be free. They can't have that. They just want to force their views, whether it be right-wing religious views or left-wing insanity or whatever. If you want to join the show, you can. We'll get into the World Economic Forum and their predictions for the future coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it,
and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.